И така, ето че след като говорихме по телефона преди известно време на Велик ден, ето го и Макс Кавалера в нашето студио. Hey Max, hello, how are you, man?
Good.
Last yeah. time I had you was on the telephone on Easter time and I asked you it was who it was, you or Gloria painting the eggs.
Yeah.
And you said that it's mainly her with the grandchildren and stuff. How has it been?
It's good. It's tour started yesterday. We had a festival in Poland.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. With Creator, it was a great festival, and we are today, you know, so should be a great show. It's good to be back in Bulgaria.
На Soulfly е започнал вчера да концерт в Полша заедно с Creator на фестивал. Сега е втория концерт от това турне. Хубаво е, готино е, жестоко е, че сме отново в България. How is Tony Campos doing? I mean, within the band, because he's been like... I just spoke with him asking, because he recorded this fantastic, amazing new album with Prong.
Yeah.
But he's like obviously the most demanded bass player these days.
Yeah.
So how does it fit together?
So far so good. You know, he's happy with Soulfly, so I hope mm-hmm. he'll stay.
mm-hmm.
You know, we try to keep him happy and he seemed to have a good time and...
He looks happy indeed. He smiles.
On the shows, he's doing a great time and enjoying the show, you know, and... And he's a great guy too. We have a really good band now and a really good lineup with David and Mark. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's very powerful lineup.
Групата ни в момента е страхотна с Дейвид, Майкъл и с Тони Кампус, защото първият път, когато actually Tori came for the first time in Bulgaria, well, with this ministry concert back in 2008. So I can tell you we got drunk a couple of times together because they stayed for more than 2 days, so it was fantastic.
Yeah.
След това, както знаете, Тони Кампус записа сега новия албум на Prong, а и също така в Soulfly. Как го задържате? Той каза, опитваме се да се чувства чудесно, фантастично. This is the festival mascot, the festival radio. It's called Judas the dog.
Judas the dog.
Yeah, because loud, you know. I mean, we try the
big ears.
Yeah, we try to get outside of all the metal shit that is always the same with the horns and everything. But the dog is real.
Is that a real dog?
Yeah.
Does it real have ears like this?
Yeah. I mean, this is not Photoshop effect.
It's real.
Yeah. I mean, there was
Who is this dog? I want this dog.
Well, no, you can't take it outside of the country.
Can I take it back
country.
To America?
No. Говорим си за кучето Judas на нашия флайер. Така или иначе, Тони Кампус се чувства щастлив и така нататък. Всичко е наред. How is your brother doing?
He's doing good. He's in Brazil.
Mm-hmm. Doing what?
Well, when he's there, he spends time with his other project, Mix Hell, you know, mm-hmm. which is electronic.
Yeah, I've heard about.
You know, he keeps it busy, but we're going to get together again in November doing a South American tour
mm-hmm. with Caballero. The Caballero Conspiracy.
Yeah, so...
What did you say, in November?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Брат му, Игор Кавалера, в момента работи със своя електронен проект Mix Hell, но всъщност през ноември, в момента в Бразилия, чувства се страхотно, но през ноември ще правим турне отново с Кавалера Conspiracy. Last time on the telephone, on Easter time, I asked you about this thing. That happened in Australia, the virus completely recovered now?
All gone.
Fantastic.
All good. Yeah.
Неговия фациалис, както се нарича този синдром, за който говорихме, неврологичния вирус, който пипна в Австралия, тотално е изчезнал. So, I mean, you've been around, not around, but spreading your talents for so many things, taking care of grandchildren, traveling the world, having Soulfly, Caballero Conspiracy. Is there anything that you're planning to do that we've never heard before?
Well, I got a book coming out next year.
A book?
An autobiography.
Really?
Yeah.
Where did you find the time to read it? Not to read it, to write it, sorry.
I've done like 1,000 interviews. I'm mm-hmm. doing with an English guy called Joe MacGyver. He did really mm-hmm. cool books. And I got hooked up with him and we started talking. We did about 1,000 interviews. Like it was brainwashed going back to my childhood. And
uh-huh.
we had to go deep. He wanted to go really deep in the Brazilian times, you know, before even Sepultura, my childhood and...
Yeah.
It things that people don't
Massimiliano,
know.
Massimiliano, or your father,
right.
the Italian
Massimiliano
guy?
Massimiliano, my real name, you know, and I was baptized in a Vatican mm-hmm. and all this crazy stuff that happened in my
and
life.
And about the Varta batteries, like doing these first belts?
Yeah, belts with the AA batteries, all that.
I remember
gonna,
that story, yeah.
All that's going to be there. So it's a great compilation of stories, you know, and it's going to be a real good book, you know. We have a lot of friends going to be part of the book doing interviews. Dave Grohl is going to do the intro of the book.
Come on, he's everywhere now.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He is, yeah.
He's a metal fan, you know.
Red War on Your Enemies. You did that for Probot, right?
Probot, yeah.
По видео всъщност преди факта, че се занимава с толкова много неща, грижи се за внуците си, пътува по света с Кавалера Конспираси и с Soulfly. Има ли някакъв проект, за който той да работи или да разпечува? И той каза, издавам своята автобиография през следващата година с Джон МакГайвер, работим по нея. Това са хиляди интервюта, които съм давал през годините. Освен това се връщам на времето в ранните си години в Бразилия. Тук му напомних този, че знам онази история за коларите с батериите вместо с патроли, които те имат. Изобщо това е нещо, което много го интересува. Предговорът ще се пише от Дейв Грол, който бил много як пич. Сигурно си спомняте неговия проект ProBot, където Макс пее Red War for My Enemies. All right, I'm not going to take your time. I have two more requests for you. Дани, ще помогне си с китарата. You know that it's Scary King's birthday tonight. But we got to have a Tomaraya in our studio anyway. But we have a guitar a little for my 7-year-old son, and we asked the guys that come here to show us a little bit of what was the first song that they learned when they were kids. The first they did start like learned to play. Some would say probably Smoke on the Water, but what was your case?
Mine was Heaven and Hell.
Really?
Yeah. Was it? I forgot how it goes. Something like that.
Okay. All right. So thank you very much for being with us once again. The first the time you did an ID for us was with Bobby Burns. What happened to Bobby?
It didn't work out, man. You know, it was one of those things, like, he wasn't, you know, rolling with us the way we needed, you know. Soulfly is more than just a band. It's like a way of life. It's like
an
army.
See it every
like
time,
a tribe,
yeah.
You know, like.
Mm-hmm. It's a tribe.
You gotta be committed, you know. There's no halfway shit, you know.
Is it because he looks way too much American than you guys?
A little bit that, a little bit. Yeah, yeah, you know, all the problems, but he was not, you know, given the special time that we needed for the band, and that really pissed off the musicians, like Mark. Mm-hmm. Mark is a really good musician.
Okay.
And when Bob was like missing notes on the shows, really pissed off Mark. And, mm-hmm. and Mark came to me and is like, "We got to do something about this, man. I can't play. This guy's missing notes, and it's
because they're the rhythm section, right?"
Yeah. So it was better for Split and. We got a great guy now, Tony, you know, he's a mm-hmm. great bass player,
yeah.
Awesome guy.
We started with that, the interview.
Yeah, so, you know, it's better now, you know, mm-hmm. for everybody.
Сега групата ни е по-добра, Bobby Burns, защото те ни записаха едно ID на времето, когато стартирахме радиото. Нещо не се получаваше с него. Изпускаше някои ноти, защото да прекалено американски като начин на мислене. Нали, Макс каза, не знам, има и нещо от това, просто да се получи. They're gonna give you the t-shirt, the jersey of the Bulgarian football captain. Stylian Petrov tonight because he's like doing leukemia coming through a disease, so it's been around the world like support Stan, because I heard that you requested to have the Bulgarian national jersey, football
yeah.
jersey, so this is you cannot fit in it because it's a smaller one, but at least you can show it to the public saying this is it. I'm going to tell you the story after.
Okay, great.
Thanks, man. I'm going to play Plato Plomo, Pablo Escobar. That's a great story. I mean, writing a book, did you have the chance, I'm sure you probably did, to read the book about Pablo Escobar written by his brother?
Yes.
That's fantastic, man.
Great.
These guys, they had days making 50 millions
right.
per day, dollars.
Yeah. It's a great story, and I took a lot of ideas from the book, and then I lent the book to Tony. And then Tony read the book, and he came with his words, his ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So together we both read the book, you know. And I saw some documentaries that helped me a little bit on making some of the words. Like I was working with, you know, there's a part of the second verse that says "rain of bullets," because that's when mm-hmm. he was in the rooftop.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's when
yeah.
he got killed by the cops, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's all in the book, you know, and how was, you know, in his funeral, you know, a lot of people consider him either a saint or the devil. It depends who you talk to, you know. Some mm-hmm. people consider him a saint, and like Robin Hood type.
Yeah.
And some people yeah. consider him the devil, like Americans. Yeah. For Americans, he's mm-hmm. the devil because he brought all the drugs to America. So it was a very, you know, interesting character. So it was really great doing the song with Tony, you know. We had a lot of fun.
I'm going to translate promo. This after you leave the studio. Could you please sign us this flyer? So with Judas, the dog, the mascot. Yeah, thank you. So it's a great book indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there is one part. Fans around the world started saying, "Hey, he's singing Sepultura." It's part of the lyrics of the song.
Yeah, that's the end, because I say. In his grave, some people still light candles mm-hmm. in his grave.
All right. Thank you, man.
Grave, just the translation.
Yeah, I know, but it wasn't by coincidence, though. I'm sure.
It was just like a play of words, but I could squeeze that in there just for fun, you know.
Cheers, man. Thank you.
Thank
Have
you.
A great show.